Jesus' birth. It is December 25th, Christmas morning, which is why many of us are in our PJs. Here at GPC, we celebrate a comfy Christmas on the Sunday of. And we invite you to open your hearts and your minds, your whole entire selves, to celebrate the coming of the Christ child as we worship together. Stand as you are able for the call to worship. Rejoice! Happy Christmas to everyone.
Happy Christmas to you also.
Christ our Savior is born. God's light shines bright. Oh, come, let us celebrate this wonderful gift.
Let us praise God with shouts of joy and thanks.
Thank you. us come together in prayer, confessing our sins, knowing that we worship a God of new beginnings. Let us pray. God, we come to you this morning, not sure we want to be here. There are still cookies on the counter and toys we haven't played with. After all the rushing around, we wanted to stay in bed. Forgive us when we get too comfy in our thinking that Christmas is all about one day. Remind us that the gift of your Son, Jesus, is a gift that we can share every day by loving others. Amen. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. The good news is the light of God's love upon each of us in the gift of God's love, Jesus Christ.
And this morning we celebrate the birth of our Savior through the voices of Christmas, as we tell the story and sing the songs that proclaim his birth. And we begin in the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The voice of the angel Gabriel.
"Hush, the hour is late. Nazareth lies sleeping, and I wait for my Lord's signal to once again go to earth below. When last I went, my words were for Zechariah. Now I pace the halls of heaven, memorizing a message for Mary. Every archangel I see envies me. I must get the message right. The light of the world is on his way. What will Mary say when I tell her? I wonder what he'll look like. God wrapped in baby skin, stepping from eternity into time. How will he hide his glory? How will he hold it all in? Ah, there, the bells chime and I must go. And so I spread my wings and spring from heaven's balcony."
Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relationships with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
He has gone now, but still my bedroom walls beam brighter than moonrise. My spine tingles from his touch, such heat pulsing from white light. Voice deeper than echo he spoke to me, familiar words from prophecy. The master is sending man a baby, a boy, a king, his son. Then he added impossibly, "You, Mary, will be the one he calls mother." Then he was gone. Now I am alone, remain rooted to this dirt floor, dizzy with wonder, pinching my wrist, waiting to wake from this dream.
There's little sleep for me tonight, only tossing and turning and mourning over Mary. I've sent her away now. How could I marry a girl who is having someone else's baby? Why has she done this to me? If I could only sleep, maybe then I could find answers in my dreams. "Joseph," an angel said to me, "take Mary as your wife. The life inside her comes from the everlasting one. He is the Messiah, God's own son, and you will call him Jesus." Moments later, I awake certain as sky that I have been had more than just a dream. I wait for this mystery to unfold. For now, this one thing I know, I am now ready to do whatever Jehovah tells me to do.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
I saw her, belly ripe to the touch, her baby ready to drop at any time. And yes, I watched Joseph cinching wineskins to his donkey saddle, wondered why he was dragging that poor girl to Bethlehem. Someone from the family had to go, of course. The emperor made it plain, all must register for the census. But surely Joseph could have registered for them both. Still, gossips say Mary would not stay behind. God keep them both. The journey ahead is a maze of rough road and danger in the dark. I fear their future is marked with trouble.
See here, my inn is splitting its sides with travelers, the spare rooms swallowed up by Roman soldiers, merchants, and who knows who. Don't blame me. The young girl with a belly round as a drum was not the only one forced to come to Bethlehem. But since her husband rapped upon my door, I led them to a dry spot in my stable and a bed of hay on which to lay themselves. It was the most I could offer, other than to share my own worn room. And who would care to do that for strangers? It's not as if they were royalty, right? A stable would do for the night.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Who could forget it? The sky, a cloak of velvet stitched with stars. We shepherds studied the heavens while our sweet sheep rested safe in the pen we'd built of whatever rocks we could find. And there I was leaning against a tree, cradling Mariah, a wee lamb, tuckered out from wandering off again. My feet burned from the chase. Then suddenly, the sky blazed with the light of an angel. "Be not afraid," he said. "To you is born this day a Savior, the Messiah." Mariah stirred at this voice like thunder. I wondered, why come to us? We are not priests. But then I remembered King David, how God drew near to him, who once was a shepherd too. "You will find the child lying in a manger," the angel said. "We fled from the hills to search for this wonder, this holy child. You ask if we found him." "What? Did you not hear us shout for joy?"
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming." Jesus said to her, "I am he. And who are you? Not an angel, no, but Herod. But perhaps you are a magi, mapping the miracles on a chart of stars. A shepherd, trading sheep for a chance to seek a golden child in swaddling clothes. A Simeon, who hoped for a lifetime to find one called Emmanuel, God with us. Or are you like Mary, prayfully waiting for the King of Kings to be born in you? Well, he is here, saying, O holy night, run toward his light."
invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
I want to ask for prayers for journeying mercies for everybody who's traveling this busy holiday season. I know you're going to be leaving. And my son's driving up from Georgia this week and to be with us through New Year. So just prayers for that and for everybody's family on the road.
Velta
Rushan, I would like to ask for prayers for two very dear friends of mine who are really, really struggling with health issues. And I also like to say it's good to have Omar home, and we're missing Philippe.
Absolutely. Let us pray. Giving God, on this Christmas morning, peek inside your stable. We imagine Mary lovingly holding her baby, and we wonder how we can hold lovingly the people in our lives. We envision Joseph steadfastly standing by his family, and we wonder how we can stand steadfastly for what we believe. We visualize shepherds joyfully running to welcome a new baby, and we wonder how we can be joyful as we share your promises. Oh God, you entered our world, and we long to be the people you came to teach us to be. Fill us with the conviction that we belong to you, and as your children, new beginnings are possible. Grant us determination to be loving, steadfast, and joyful in that conviction. Help us, O God, to ponder, like Mary, the mystery of this holy story. Open our minds to its dynamics. Open our hearts to its inclusivity. Open our hands to its challenge, so that we may be the continuing part of your holy story, taking its transforming love into the world. And we pray for the people who have received our mission gifts this Christmas, the families at SWEM receiving dinners, the guests at Cameron receiving gifts, the clients at DePaul receiving gloves. And we pray, too, for the staff of these mission sites. May mission continue to be an integral part of who we are each and every day of the year. Oh, God, as we share this Christmas day with our own loved ones, we pray that you be in our celebrations and remind us that those we love and are no longer with us are safely with you in your care. Hear us now as together we pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, in celebration of the gift that God gave us in Jesus Christ, let us bring our gifts forward.
Holy God, we give our thanks for the many blessings in our lives, for these gifts that we offer back to you in celebration, O God, of the ways that the Holy Spirit is active, alive, moving in and through this community and this world. May we celebrate not only with these gifts, but with our lives, to be the living light that continues to shine now and always. Amen. Tend to grow, and they continue to grow, and the love that God shares with all of us grows in us. And so we go out into the world to celebrate and to share that love that grows in us, and we share with others. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
church is well celebrated. That's why he's not here.